preacher got his hand out, smiles and say, for a little bit of money.
Welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike. I am Hunter Logan, of course. This is episode 11 of season 4. This episode, we are launching a brand new radio station. Again. This is actually going to make number 4. We have actually written the manual on internet radio, ran like a terrestrial station in a brick and mortar location. I'm serious about that. What we did with HLE Radio, a lot of the stuff is proprietary to HLE Radio. A lot of the technology is proprietary to HLE Radio. You hear me talk a lot about the trademark stuff, which is stuff we do, trademarked, as well as some of the technology that we come up with. A lot of the stuff we do on our websites is proprietary to HLE Radio. I have been noticing for a while that there was a difference between the Christian country of today and the Christian country of the 90s. And then there's this whole thing of what I call country gospel. A lot of artists got upset with me earlier on and stayed upset with me quite a bit because other radio stations were playing their music, but HLE Radio wasn't. Now, their music did not fit the format. And I remember it like it's yesterday. Some of those artists would leave me some ugly emails, even cuss me out in the emails, just berate me up and down because they were upset because I wasn't playing them. And they would tell me, well, it's country. It's got fiddle and steel in it. And I'm like, yeah, it does have fiddle and steel in it, but, you know, it's from maybe like the 70s and 80s. It's got that sound, which I love that sound. Don't get me wrong, I love that sound. But it's not the sound that's on HLE Radio. If you look at country music today, they got classic country, they got the bro country, they got the, modern country, country classics, or whatever, the legends country. I don't know, they got all kind of different categories for it, right? It's no different with Christian country. I've been knowing this for a while, I've been seeing it. And all these different radio stations play everything. Plus, they play Southern Gospel. They just play everything. It's a hodgepodge. They just play everything. There's nothing wrong if your station, if you're a station that plays all kinds of genres, that's fine. I was looking for a way to give the country gospel people a home separate from the Christian country people. I didn't want to lump them together because the styles were totally different. And I remember when I first started Saddle Up Radio, this was in June, a lot of flack I got was, why is Hunter starting up another radio station the same as HLE Radio? Why is he starting a second radio station the same? That don't make no sense. Well, it wasn't the same. And what Saddle Up Radio allowed me to do was play a lot of the artists I hadn't been able to play on HLE Radio. Because now I had a station just for them to where they fit. And all of a sudden, those artists that had been mad at Hunter realize, wait a minute, it's not that Hunter didn't like us or didn't want to play our music. It's that our music really didn't fit that format. Because now you could hear the difference. If you listen to Saddle Up Radio and you listen to HLE Radio, there is a contrast, stark difference in both of those stations. You will hear the difference. Country gospel music is more suited to the church people. It's for the lost too, don't get me wrong. But it's geared more for the church folks. Whereas Christian country is more geared for the non-believer. It just is. You have more redemption and salvation and more in-your-face salvation messages in country gospel than you do in Christian country. Christian country talks about Jesus. It talks about good moral living. It talks about doing right. It talks about that. There are some redemption songs in there. There are songs and artists who fit both categories that can do both. There are some that cross both genres. But for the most part, there's a big separation. So on HLE Radio, we still play the legends, the ones that started it. The ones that started Christian country, we still play those cats to honor them. But for the most part, it's all newer Christian country artists. And it doesn't sound like it used to. It's not the same as what it was in the 90s. At the same time, there's Saddle Up Radio, which is geared for those Christian country artists. And it gives them a home. And they know that Saddle Up Radio will be done with the same integrity that HLE Radio was done with. So they're going to have a great place to have their music played. And they will. But that was the fourth radio station we started on our framework. And when I say framework, again, we have a framework that we've built four stations on now that is proprietary to HLE Radio. The first one is HLE Radio. Now, these are stations that are built and ran as terrestrial stations in brick-and-mortar locations. All four of them are a brick-and-mortar location. The second one is Backroads and Beyond Radio. They're in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They do swamp pop, Cajun music, country music, classic country. They play Louisiana artists. It was started by my friend Randy Boudreau, who came to me and said, "Hunter, I would like to use your setup to start a radio station. I think you got the right setup here." I said, "Well, as long as you don't do what I'm doing, okay." And we worked out the agreement, and he did. Well, remember the episode about Royalty for Real Radio? Also set up on our framework. That's in Troop, Texas. They have a Main Street facility too. And then, of course, Saddle Up Radio, which is set up here in Jennings as well, in the other side of the building. Set up on that framework. So that framework is proprietized to HLE Radio. And we plan on setting up more radio stations on it eventually. But Saddle Up Radio is ready to go. It's being played. The Saddle Up Radio is also a 501c3, a nonprofit radio station. It also pays royalties, just like HLE Radio does. And it pays the big royalties. It's not lumped in with the little bitty stations, little bedroom stations that pay their little $30 a month with a bunch of other little stations pooled together. No. We pay them up front, just like the big guys. We're no different. But we're writing the manual for internet radio done terrestrial in brick and mortar. Now, that's a God thing. That ain't a Hunter thing, because Hunter just ain't that smart. That is God using Hunter to do that. Just want to make sure that God gets the credit for it and not me, because I'm not that smart. But Saddle Up Radio is catching on, and people are loving it. Heck, I'm loving it. So I'm going to be honest with you. Country gospel, that's my kind of music. I love Christian country. But that's the stuff I grew up on. I really love that stuff. And a lot of times the artists would send me stuff for HLE Radio. I couldn't play it on the radio station. But I'd keep it for my personal playlist. And I'd play it in my personal playlist. I love it. And then I'd learn their songs and sing it in church for a special. Yes, I would. I was never against any artist. Never, ever. And I hated that some of them really got upset with me and hated me for not playing them on HLE Radio. But a lot of those relationships have been repaired because they're played on Saddle Up now and they understand. And in the last episode, a lot of those relationships that certain DJ had caused problems with, those have been repaired as well. And so much so that one of the DJs that got caught in that mess, we would end up being able to get him on Saddle Up Radio in the afternoons. He took a vacation from radio for about a year, a little bit over a year, but he came back on and worked with us in the afternoons. Talking about Big Daddy Greg Dotson. Wonderful man. Wonderful Christian brother. You're not going to find a better guy. You're not going to find a more loyal person than Greg Dotson. Just telling you. The guy has super, super character. He's a good Christian man. Now, he had to step away because of some things that he had to take care of. But he's still a part of Saddle Up Radio. And he'll be coming back soon. I believe that. He's just on a little vacation right now. But I believe the Lord will make a way for him to come back and be a part of it. Let me tell you how good God is. Through Big Daddy, he didn't leave us hanging though. He sent us two of the best people you could ask for in Kevin and Rochelle Nelson. Sunshine Road. Got to meet those folks in person in New Iberia. They came by the station. I knew after watching them, the Lord put it in my heart, hey, you need these people. You need these people for Saddle Up Radio. Now, I didn't know at the time that Brother Greg had already been talking to him. See, Greg was already working on him because he was great friends with him. I didn't know that. But God knew. So what God had already put in my spirit, Greg Dotson was already working with him. Pumping him up, saying, hey, this would be a good, great place for him. And then when I talked to Greg about it one day, he said, yep, man. He said, I've already been working on him for you. He said, I'm really good friends with them. Great friends, as a matter of fact. I said, well, well. And so when they came over here, we talked and we learned each other and got to know each other's heart, because I believe that's important. And I said, well, you know what? I said, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. I said, I believe God wants y'all here. I said, we got to do it with some consistency, though, so you pray about it. And I said, I'll take whatever y'all can give me. If it's only 2 days a week, that's fine. 2 days a week is better than no days a week. So I said, whatever y'all can do, I'm okay with. I just know that God laid it on my heart that y'all need to be a part of Saddle Up Radio. And it wasn't too long after that they called and said, Hunter, we can do Tuesday and Wednesday from 5 to 7. I'm like, fantastic, man. Let's do it. So there's a program called Saddle Up with Sunshine Road. And it's on every Tuesday and Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time on Saddle Up Radio. And man, they're killing it. People tune in from all over to watch them on Facebook Live and listen to them on the radio. And they also have a show called There's Hope. And that's a great show too. And that airs on Saddle Up Radio too. And you can go to our schedule page on Saddle Up Radio and find out when that airs. God just does some amazing things. So our buddy Big Daddy Greg Dotson, who came on, had to step back for a bit, was already working on giving us some help with Kevin and Rochelle Nelson, Sunshine Road. And they're a big part of Saddle Up Radio. And so is Big Daddy. And he'll be coming back and joining us soon. As soon as he can. He'll be back. I believe that. And our sister station in Troop, Texas, we would take a trip over there right at the end of this month to go over there and install some outdoor speakers for them for their location. Just like we have out here on Main Street to play the music. Well, I would install some speakers for them out there so they could play the music on Main Street. And we went, me and my wife went to Troop, Texas to Royalty for Real Radio, which is a partner of ours. We're partnered with Royalty for Real. As I said, they're on our network. What a great partnership to be with them and to be able to help with their ministries. And if you listen to a previous episode, you'll know about what I'm talking about with the previous ministries. God is so good. In the midst of all that is going on, in the midst of all the turmoil with everything, the COVID stuff, the high political climate that's going on at the time, do you see how ministry is still happening? Do you see how ministry is still going forward? Do you see how God is still working? None of that stuff is affecting him. It might be affecting people, but it's not affecting him. It's not affecting him at all. His kingdom moves forward. We just have to be obedient to move forward with it. I'm going to leave it there for now. I really enjoy being able to spend time with you through these podcasts. I hope you're enjoying them too. Let some folks know about it if you will. And if I'm ever out at an event and you're around, please come let me know that you're listening so I'll know. You can always contact me too if you want to know more. If you got another question about something I said, email me, hunter@hleradio.com. Hit me up on Facebook. Find me on Choice Social. Follow me there. Apps are in the store. Catch me on the morning show on HLE Radio. We have free apps there too. Hey, I love you. Till next time, remember, Duke 28-2. Oh, yeah.